This shouldn't be too much of a secret for you, but there is a court in Baltimore where everybody is guilty. It's called parking court. There is no way you have gotten a parking ticket where you're not guilty. You get a parking ticket because you have parked illegally. You have parked at an expired meter. You have parked in a place where you're supposed to be making way for trucks. It's a challenge in Baltimore, of course, finding a place to park that's legal, that's free. I'm very cheap. I like free parking. It's like Monopoly. I've had some run-ins with parking court. The earliest one was back in the 1970s when I owned a house on Calvert Street, and I parked on the wrong side of the street after a night of splendor in a bar in Baltimore with friends. And I slept late because I worked nights. And my car got towed away because I was in the street sweeping zone. And it was expensive. It was like a $27 fine on top of a $45 towing fee. And having paid the towing fee, I was incensed. I was going to go to court. And I pleaded with the judge. I had to admit that I had parked there because they had taken my car away. But I said, you know, a fine on top of that towing fee, that really violates my constitutional rights. It's cruel and unusual punishment. And the judge thought that was hysterical and gave it to me. And people in the courtroom were applauding. More recently, however, I was at a Visionary Art Museum event, and I was trying to find the cheapest possible parking meter along Key Highway. And it was about six blocks from the Visionary Art Museum, and you couldn't read the hours that the parking meter operated. So I thought, if I put in enough money for 2 hours, which seemed to be the limit, that takes it to 9 o'clock. It seemed to me unlikely in this very remote stretch that I would still get a parking ticket. So we had a really good time at the party, and we went back about 10 o'clock, and about 15 minutes before I'd gotten to the car, I get a parking meter ticket. You can't read it. There's bird crap on the parking meter. There's light from an overhead, but it's shielded by the leaves of the trees, so you can't really see anything about what hours the parking meter operates. Although, in the light of day, when we went back there, I could see clearly that I should have put enough money, or I should have come back to put in enough money so it was good till 10 o'clock, because that's how long the parking meter was in operation. Across the street on the other side, the parking meters were only in operation till 9 o'clock. But the parking meters are painted different colors, and you're supposed to know that there's a secret code in Baltimore. But I was incensed. I thought, I'm going to court. And the place to take your case is in the Southern District Court, which is on Patapsco Avenue. Now, my wife, Bonnie, who you heard earlier, had never been to a trial before, and she thought, I'm going to go with you. I want to see what happens in parking court. And she equipped me with several 8x10 glossy color photos showing the parking meter in all of its bird crap glory. The tree with the overhead light, so you could see that there were leaves that were in the way of the light coming down. So I had lots of examples. I didn't mention anything about, of course, that I wanted to find the cheapest possible place to park, and I was just trying to cut as many corners as I could. It was 25 cents an hour. I mean, it's really expensive parking there. And the ticket was like about 40 bucks. So then the judge walks in, and it's the First Lady of Maryland. Catherine Curran O'Malley is the judge. I wrote on my blog later, she looks really good in black. Anyway, I gave her my pictures, I made my case, and she looked out at everybody in the courtroom and asked them to vote on whether I was innocent or guilty. And would you believe every one of those liars in parking court said that I was not guilty, and I got away with it.